Hello, and welcome to the Daily Soundbite. My name is Samantha Slade, and this week we focus on giving you tips from our yearly career guide. Special Sections Editor Katie Anestis is here to offer the best online networking tricks, and Maria Giacomatos will teach you how to prepare for a job interview. We'll end the episode with a review of the highly anticipated The Jungle Book remake from Colin Patorek. All to come on the Daily Soundbite. With the hunt for summer jobs and internships well underway, Special Sections editor Katie Anestis has the five best tips to remember when searching for jobs in the digital age.
So I started with Husky Jobs. It's the Career Center's online job database, and it's something that's available to UW students and alumni. And you're able to filter the job postings by length and location and by major, so that helps you kind of narrow down, you know, the thousands of options that they have on there. And it also includes on-campus jobs and, you know, jobs as far away as across the country, so you're really able to kind of tailor it to what you're really looking for. My second tip was using LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn has really become a really, really popular website for kind of searching for careers and networking with the people who are already kind of in those careers. And so you're able to kind of duplicate your resume and also add kind of more multimedia things. So you can add, you know, examples of your work or write about volunteer experiences or things like that kind of make it more personal. And a thing I like about LinkedIn is that you can look at other people who are in the career that you're thinking about going into and kind of look at what job experiences they've had, what volunteer experiences they have had, so you can kind of model your experiences after that if that's something you want to do. My next tip was setting up an online portfolio. I think this is especially useful for writers and photographers, but I think students in any major can benefit from having a portfolio. You know, kind of, it can kind of act like a blog if you want it to, or you can just reserve it for your own kind of professional work, but it allows you to keep all of that stuff in one place, and you can really kind of showcase what's your most important work, what have been your most valuable experiences, and my fourth tip was setting up a professional email address and Twitter profile. If you don't have one already, having a separate email address where you can handle just all work-related things is a nice way to keep yourself organized. And Yahoo email from middle school that has some goofy name, you can kind of set up something that sounds more professional, you know, add a profile photo if you want to, just to kind of keep that separate and kind of help you stay organized. And then with Twitter also, kind of similarly, you know, separating your professional Twitter life and your personal Twitter life is good, and it also, both of those things allow employers to kind of get in touch with you directly, and it, you know, makes you more accessible to them, which is useful when you're, you know, really kind of first entering that job search. And then lastly, I said be sure to manage your privacy settings. So on all of these websites, you know, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, any social media website, you can limit, you know, what is seen by the public and what is seen by your, you know, friends or followers or, you know, connections on LinkedIn. So it's pretty flexible. You can have people see your photo or your school or your location or things like that, or you can't. And it's really up to you, but it's nice having that flexibility and just knowing when to limit, when to keep things private and when to keep things more kind of in touch with your personality and more individual.
So there you have it. The best tricks for job hunting in the digital era. Go on Husky Jobs, use LinkedIn, create an online portfolio, make sure you have a professional email and Twitter, and remember to manage your privacy settings. Let's say you've used Katie's tips and found the perfect job. Now on to the interview. Maria Giacomatos is here to advise you on how to make a good first impression and lock that job down.
First off, you need to know why you are choosing to apply for the position, whether it's for like a grad school or a job, because they're obviously going to want to know why you want this over any other sort of job or school. So be prepared to tell them, like, is it related to like your major or like a future goal, something you want to do. Also know the answer to where you're going to see yourself in the future. Like, for example, if you're applying to work as like a child counselor or something, like, do you see yourself getting a higher position as like a therapist in the future working with kids? Like, if you see yourself doing research in the future, something totally unrelated to kids, probably don't have a good reason for working with kids right now. But you should definitely like dress up nicely, like a professional person, whether that's like showing up with like a nice blazer or slacks or a nicely ironed skirt. Like, don't show up in sweats or like a sweatshirt or something sloppy, because you want to show them that you could put yourself together and that you really care about getting this position. So looking nice on the outside is the first step to getting a good first impression. Also, show up on time. Even if you're like ridiculously early, it's better than showing up super late. Like, one time I showed up like an hour early to an interview because I didn't totally know where it was. So if you're not totally comfortable with where it is, you should definitely like prepare, get there early. You should definitely know your strengths and weaknesses. And with that, try to think of something that's more unique to you than other people. Like, for example, everyone wants to go in and say they're responsible and organized, and you probably should be if you are going to work, because that's very important. But also, like, not everyone, for example, is comfortable with talking in front of a large group or customer service. So that could be a strength that you have that other people don't. As far as weaknesses, don't say something like totally terrible. That'll probably ruin you. Like, I show up late to everything, because they probably won't like that. But try to think of something that has like somewhat of a positive spin or a way you could give a good solution to it. Like, maybe you aren't good at customer service. Talk about like other areas you could be stronger in, or possibly like what's a way that would make you feel more comfortable. Like, for example, would it help you to practice working with a customer? Like, at one of my old jobs, what we would do before a really big rush season is we would kind of role play and work through what would you do if a customer has like a specific problem. So that way you're more prepared to answer a difficult question with a customer. But definitely try to avoid lots of like fidgeting, slouching, not making eye contact. Like, you want to look like you're really confident in yourself and everything you're saying, pretty much. Like, sit up straight. You want to smile. Keep eye contact with them. If they're talking to you, make sure you're maintaining that eye contact. Don't be like looking around the room or playing with your buttons on your clothes or something. Like, make sure that you like you really look like you're listening. Nod as they speak. Think of some questions to ask them. Just anything that really look like you're paying attention. And you should be paying attention if you actually care about the interview and the job. Before the interview, come with some questions in mind. Like, what can help with that is go to, I guess, the grad school or the company's website. Take a look around. Do you have any questions about literally anything? Like, maybe their hours, any benefits, like a typical schedule. Say if you're going to a grad school, what's a grad school student's schedule look like? How easy is it to work and do school? Could be the simplest question. Just have some questions ready so that way they know like you've been thinking about this beforehand. And also, it's just good to get some answers so you know what you're getting yourself into. And of course, don't forget to thank your interviewers afterwards for their time. And if you want to be really efficient, email them afterwards also with a thank you, because not everyone might do that. So you'll just stand out above other people, and nothing's wrong with being super polite.
Next up, Colin Patorek gives a review of Disney's live-action remake of The Jungle Book.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessity of Mother Nature's recipe that brings the bare necessities of life.
Jungle Book was directed by Jon Favreau, and it's one of the more recent movies Disney has put out. They've been on a trend of remaking a lot of their animated classics into live-action films, which is super fun, since I grew up with the films and a lot of us grew up with the films. This one is a remake that stars a lot of very big stars like Bill Murray, Scarlett Johansson, Idris Elba, Ben Kingsley. Also has a newcomer, Neil. His name is Neil Setti, and he plays Mowgli, who's the protagonist of the film. The film is very visually stunning. Almost all of it, it's like a live action, but a lot of it is also was created by animators, and it's really cool, especially in IMAX 3D. It's a combination of live action and animation, but more realistic than obviously the cartoon version. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance. That's the end. Maybe try yourself a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. It was really nice to hear the songs from some of the original songs from the original film introduced into the movie, as well as many of the main themes of family and friendship, which is what Disney loves to do and they're great at. The film was super fun. It was very entertaining. Bill Murray was great as a very like lovable and like a silly bear for Baloo. And then Neil Setti did a really good job as the sort of immature and growing young boy who eventually saves the jungle. The film was very fun. I took one of my friends and we were both actually amazed at what came out of it. The film was very visually stunning. The animals, while partially animated like, they also seemed very real, and you could see every little detail on the animals, like wrinkles on the elephants and the hairs on the different other animals. The verdict for the film is that you should definitely go see the movie. It was fantastic.
That's it for this week's Soundbite. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter at UW Daily Podcast.